Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, also our firefighters, police, hospital ER and rear room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our men and women truckers out there getting the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com to find out more about the program. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning again.
Hello, good morning.
Now, I want to play a little something from President Donald Trump. Obviously, he was at CPAC, and he gave an hour-and-a-half rousing speech, and I mean, it sounded like he was running for president to me, but that's just me. But here's one of the things he said that kind of stuck out.
They will never be defunded. We are devoted to our communities. We are loyal to our fellow citizens. And above all, we live by the words of our national motto, in God we trust. These are the convictions that define our movement today and must define the Republican Party, which has truly become the party of the working man and woman. The working man, the working woman. That's what's happening. Look how many people are joining. We have a much different party than we had 5 years ago. You were in big trouble, Republicans, and look what's happening. Now, for the next 16 months, we must pour every ounce of our energy into winning a historic victory in the midterms. We will never give up our search for truth and justice for what happened in the corrupt presidential election of 2020, because without that truth, we cannot have an honest election in 2022 or 2024, no matter what they want to tell you.
Now, that's pretty important what he just said there, because can we have an honest election again?
Well, it looks like H.R. 1, which obviously did pass the House, and then there was the Senate version, which is stuck. If that gets any movement in the Senate, then you cannot have an honest election again. So I believe, you know, say what you will about Mitch McConnell, but there's a couple of things that Mitch McConnell, you know, will stop. And the Senate version of voting reform, he will stop. So that's our only hope.
How's about H.R. 4?
Say, it's kind of the same thing.
That's right.
And it's, with and it's the there. John Lewis, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's hope that that doesn't go through, because it's got some of the same.
Well, I mean, you know, the House, yeah, but the House The House can do a lot of things, but it's the Senate that, you know, we're going to have to rely on here. And so far, we've been able to do that with
right.
the voting piece. Not so much with the spending and whatnot, but with the voting side.
Well, we will certainly hope that things stay the same way for the status quo. Now, that being said, we had billionaire Richard Branson, just for the heck of it, decide to take a little flight into space, and he had a lot of fun.
He did.
I like that plane. That's a weird-looking plane he went up there with.
That's pretty strange. It's pretty strange, but,
yep.
you know, whatever, it worked.
Yep. Sandia saying Trump's speech was awesome. Well, it was. It was very well received by everybody that had anything to say, except unless you were a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, talk about narrative busting. Just weeks after the Oakland lawmakers voted to slash funding from the Oakland Police Department, a reporter witnessed what he called a surreal moment in Oakland on Saturday. Black families rallying to support police while mostly white Antifa protesters demonstrated against funding the police.
Imagine that.
In Oakland, of all places.
Yeah, and let's not forget it was, what, just a couple of weeks ago where somebody was shot, and this was in Oakland,
yep.
and the black men all got all over the ambulance and were twerking on top of it and stopping the ambulance from doing its work and treating a gunshot victim.
Yep. Now, I know we need some time to talk about Cuba and Afghanistan, and we are going to. So that'll be coming up in the next segment. But, you know, the problem is that we have this Denver arrest, 3 men, 1 woman, after a hotel housekeeper discovered 16 guns, over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and body armor. Plus, they were located on a perch where they could actually see the baseball field from where they were at.
Well, there was also some kind of a manifesto that that one of these people wanted to go out in a blaze of glory. So there's more evidence and craziness attached to that one. But, yeah, thank God for the maid, for the housekeeper.
You betcha, boy. And now when we come back, folks, Cuba is on everybody's mind right now. A lot of Cubans have been chiming in tonight via the internet, and I'll be right back with Denise Simon. They're concerned, and they're thinking that maybe this is the time that the government, our government, will do something to help them. Well, don't hold your breath. And Afghanistan, what an embarrassment. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And education of our youth is always critical because we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, that is just no longer the case. And when it comes to the little ones, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, has written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In Volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In Volume 3, it features Tuggy and his bride settled along the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Tuggy's family and friends move then through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com, that's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers, comes in English and Spanish. And don't forget, it's available locally right here at Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market, number 607, Clearwater Largo Road, number 607 in Clearwater, Florida. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, Cuba is a situation where we saw what happened when Fidel Castro took over and the Batistas fled the country and came to Cuba. And then when Castro got in there, a lot of the Cubans fled the country because of what Castro was doing. And they didn't want any part of the socialism, the communism. And now we've got a situation where all hell is broken loose again, so to speak. They've got the demonstrators out on the streets. Now, I did notice one thing. A lot of those demonstrators were young, weren't they?
That's generally the case. But, you know, you've got the president, I think is Miguel Diaz-Canel.
Right.
Who, and Raul Castro stepped down from the Communist Party. So, they have these protests in Cuba every once in a while, but what's happening down there right now is there's a food shortage and a medicine shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies a... Huh?
And an electric shortage. They keep shutting the power off.
Well, I mean, it's not that there's a shortage. They're doing that is is kind of against the centers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So Raul Castro stepped down last year. So this puts the pressure on the regime headed by Diaz-Canel to, you know, kind of keep this thing going. And he is a communist. So, they got issues, and our government is saying, well, it's something that we're keeping an eye on. And we've sent some diplomats down there to see what they can do. But, you know, the response coming out of our own State Department was reprehensible because they were blaming all of this on COVID and the lockdowns, nothing about communism. So then they're saying, oh, we stand with the Cubans to peacefully protest. Well, they may be peacefully protesting, but the response they're getting, it got pretty sideways yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were hurt. A lot of people were arrested. So it's a mess. So the question is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning of the support by the United States, or response, I should say, in Cuba? And I would say we're probably going to do nothing. We do have some of our military that is, in fact, down there, in spite of what this administration says. We do have some that we dispatched. If for nothing else, we've got diplomatic people down there that need protection.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Haiti is another subject that came up over the weekend before Cuba flared in there. We did send somebody or someone, some unit.
We did.
Yeah, and the government is still saying, well, we're getting conflicting reports from the government, let's be honest. We don't know if they did or they didn't send somebody. So what do you know about this?
We did send people to Haiti as well.
Okay, because the government over the weekend, one source said, no, there's no one.
Yeah, I know. You know, don't believe a blasted thing that's coming out of this administration.
Never fails, does it?
No.
Okay, well, let's go to Afghanistan. It's really a sorry...
Another reason not to believe this administration.
Yeah, it's really a sorry situation. There was on the SOFREP website, and their letter that comes out, they had a video showing the Afghan Special Forces surrendering, about 30 or 40 of them. And and handing over their weapons to the Taliban, and the Taliban commander was shaking their hands and thanking them and told them, oh, just go over there, just go over there. And about 5 minutes later, they were mowed down with the weapons that they had in their hands a few minutes before. Unbelievable.
You know, if you want to leave Afghanistan, that's fine. But one thing that we did wrong was we left the date.
Yep.
The second thing we did is that we didn't even bother to tell the Afghan leadership, how we were leaving, and coordinated that. The methodology is on how the exit strategy, and I don't know who planned it. I would imagine somebody in Lloyd Austin's office is reprehensible. And so now you have all these translators that, you know, certainly helped out the United States. And what are we supposed to do with them? Well, we're going to send them, we're going to try and coordinate and send them to another country until we can figure out what we're going to do. Where is Pakistan on this? Where is Iran on this? Where is Russia on this? Where is China on this? It's a mess. I mean, I can't even tell you how big this mess is. But the way we handled this is disgusting. I would say it's as bad or worse than Saigon.
People forget that Lloyd Austin was the general tasked with pulling the troops out of Iraq under Barack Obama. And the same thing happened in Iraq in certain pockets of the country where ISIS got a hold of the Iraqi troops and did the same thing, and civilians lined them up, and they found literally hundreds of bodies here, there, and everywhere. And the same thing is going to happen in Afghanistan.
Well, as I said on your show last week, Afghanistan's going to look just like Syria. And we're going to have Afghani refugees all over the place. The burden into some of these other countries is going to be unspeakable.
And the warlords are coming back because they said they were going to take back over their districts and take whatever they could get.
They're about 60% there.
Mm-hmm. What a shame. What a shame. And the Taliban, I guess, have taken over about 80% of the country from what I'm hearing.
Not quite 80%, but... Now, the question is, you know, what's our footprint... According to Admiral Kirby, we're going to always be available to advise and help coordinate and keep an eye on things, blah, blah, blah. How, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're just watching it, just like we're watching Cuba, just like we're watching Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
We watch. We do a lot of watching.
Yeah. All right, well... I don't think I can do this. No, we don't have enough time to take the caller to get the question because you couldn't answer it. We don't have enough time in the segment, so we'll have to do this later. And that's Elliot. So, Elliot, I put you on hold, but I got a military segment coming up here. So, and here it comes, and here comes the music. So, you and I, Denise, will talk tomorrow. We're going to keep our eyes on Cuba. We're going to keep our eyes on Afghanistan. And I guess we'll keep our eyes on Haiti. Three problem spots, right?
At least.
All right. Yeah, at least is right. All right. See you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersShow.com. FoundersShow.com. Check her out. Check out the website. Sign up for the stuff that's over there that she has. Become a member and a follower.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. Three men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the two rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states with millions baking under record-high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. Now, either way, I strongly suggest that you ask to take the tour. You give them a call, which I'll give you the number here in a minute. Give them a call, ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, whichever one is better for you to get to. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 650-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, by doing that, you'll have an opportunity to talk to some students. You'll have an opportunity to talk to an instructor or two. And you'll have an opportunity to check out and secure your financial loan, if you need one, from the conventional way of doing things by getting a student loan. Or if you are a post-9/11 veteran and haven't used your educational benefits, more than likely, your instruction will be free. Now, if you're a pre-9/11 veteran and you either have used or haven't been sitting on those benefits, you may have a portion and not have them all available for yourself, but whatever, they'll find out for you, they'll let you know, and then they'll know if you need to go and get a conventional student loan as well. Now, all that being said, the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, will give you all the information you need as well. Well, Iraq, the forgotten land. It seems that almost every day rockets are being fired at or near our embassy in Baghdad. And they're still firing rockets at our Al-Assad airbase that we have there, which is still operating in Iraq. Got to wonder when we're going to launch another airstrike against somebody, because these are the pro-Iranian-backed militias that are there that want us out sooner rather than later. And we'll be out of there next. But we now know that Joe Biden is trying to backtrack a little bit and explain the decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Now, he's been defending the Afghanistan pullout as the Taliban have been gaining ground, and as we hear about these atrocities now starting to surface, which we're going to hear a lot more of. The military, the Afghan military, is going to be a forgotten entity because the Taliban, once they get their hands on these guys, they're going to kill them. If they get their hands on the interpreters that we've left behind over there, they're going to kill them too. School teachers, gone. Educators of any type, gone. Political folks of an opposite persuasion, gone. They did it before, they'll do it again. When they took over Afghanistan after the Russians bailed out, which we thought, you know, we laughed at the Russians for that, right? Who's laughing now? Look what's going on. Here we are. The Russians are doing plenty of laughing right now, saying, told you so. But we had no exit strategy. And the same general that got us out of Iraq, when he pulled the troops out of Iraq, is now the Secretary of Defense in charge of the same move again in Afghanistan. So you're expecting a different result? I don't think so. By the way, locals in the nation known as Swaziland until 2018 started protesting in late June after King Maswati III banned petitions calling for democratic reform. Now we have Marines that have been deployed to the Southern African nation amidst a pro-democracy protest to protect our people and our interests there. Hopefully they won't be needed to do anything other than just maintain a presence. Hopefully. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs is being sued by two veterans groups for failing to provide data on racial disparities in disability compensation benefits and health care services, according to a joint statement from the plaintiffs, which is two black veterans groups that are claiming there's racial disparity in the Veterans Administration when it comes to claims. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. This could be a test case to go further up the line. We just don't know, but we'll see. We'll see. And American expectations of what could have been achieved in Afghanistan, establishing a democracy by defeating al-Qaeda and the Taliban, were way too high. And initially too narrowly focused on revenge and justice following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, so say two national security experts. By the way, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that most of the British troops have left Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the kingdom followed the United States and other NATO allies into the country. And Afghanistan will get an injection of private contractor support and planes for its beleaguered Air Force. We'll see how long they can keep them in their command before they lose them to the Taliban. Not very many Taliban can fly an aircraft. By the way, the Pentagon said it was deeply concerned over a continued series of attacks on U.S. personnel, not only in Iraq, but also in Syria. Almost every day, if it's not Iraq, it's Syria. Almost every day, attacks going on. And as the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps F-35 operations reach their peak in 2036, it'll be exponentially difficult for the services to afford sustaining the F-35s, according to the General Accountability Office. Again, a lot of uncertainties there. And President Biden had the following to say. He said, and I quote, after 20 years, $1 trillion spent training and equipping hundreds of thousands of Afghan national security and defense forces, 2,448 Americans killed, 20,722 more wounded, and untold thousands coming home with unseen trauma to their mental health, I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome. That was what President Joe Biden said. And I think just about anybody can agree with that statement. But yet the question is, are you really going to leave them hanging, Joe, the 15,000 interpreters and the people that worked with us? Are you really going to leave them hanging there to be killed whenever the Taliban catch them? I think we can do better than that. By the way, did you hear about the birthday party on board the USS Ronald Reagan last week? For Mrs. Reagan? Nancy Reagan? Well, that's what they do when either the president or the first lady have a birthday. They celebrate it like as if they're still with us, and God bless them for doing that. A little esprit de corps there on the boat. All right, we'll be back with Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the UndergroundUSA.com website, with a lot more. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the program. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Our Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And this is the Acura dealership that they have. If you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, also a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Boy, is that fantastic. I'll tell you what, on a bad back like mine, it feels really good. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who've served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great discount on your vehicle. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, you know, normally you would hear Chris Markowski at this time, but he's off on a little vacation right now. Parts unknown. He actually may be down here for all I know, because he didn't tell me where he was going. So, we will talk a little bit more about the president and what he had to say at CPAC. All right, well, speaking of the devil, here comes Chris Markowski. Okay, Chris Markowski's with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, I want to play a little short bit. I was about to do it anyway, of Donald Trump, and I just want to comment after you hear this. Here we go.
And our country will soon stand proudly for free and strong and proper elections again. The election fraud of 2020 is the single most requested topic for me and others to talk about, ahead of the border, even ahead of crime, because think of what they've done. What they've done is so sad. Look what's happened to our country in just a short number of months. Everyone here today and every conservative all across our land needs to decide right now that together we will save this country. We must decide that we will not stop, we will not rest until our American heritage of freedom, liberty, and justice is once again safe and once again secure.
Now, pretty straightforward there. What do you think of this idea? You know what the Republican committeemen are in the different precincts, right? Precinct committeemen?
Yeah, absolutely.
If he wants to get his agenda through, then it's been suggested, and we had a guest on the program earlier, that says we need to load up the Republican Party with a bunch of precinct committeemen and women that adhere to his policies that are MAGA people.
So that's basically the strategy around the country. I mean, are we definitely sure, Matt, that he's going to run next time around?
Nope.
Yeah, that's. I'm not so sure if he's going to run again. I think he would also enjoy the position of playing almost like kingmaker for the Republican Party for some time to come.
Yep.
I think that's probably what he'll end up referring. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well. Certainly being a kingmaker could be good, but I heard something yesterday at an event that I was at, which was unbelievable, but I'm going to throw it out there. Let's say Donald Trump does not run for president. Ron DeSantis does, and Ron DeSantis wins by a landslide, and in comes a bunch of Republican congressmen or a bunch of Republican senators that give them a clear and standing majority. All of a sudden, when they vote for the Speaker of the House, they nominate someone who's not a member of the House, Donald Trump, and he becomes the Speaker of the House. I heard that again for the umpteenth time yesterday.
That's interesting. The controversy that would go along with that in the mainstream media. I don't know if you want to lose or spend political capital on something like that that early in a term. That's when you got all your political capital and you want to get things done. You're going to start losing it on battles like that. So I'm not so sure that that's the best idea in the world.
I'm not either, but I thought I'd throw it out there because I heard it. It was like, holy cow, this is not the first time I've heard it.
Wow, amazing. I didn't even think about that.
Now, Dick Morris thinks that Trump's going to win in 2024, and he says he'll win when he doesn't.
Like I said, I don't know how Dick Morris knows this. I think it's going to be difficult. I think the president has a former president has a strong following and a powerful base. But I don't know if it's enough to win the national election. I'm not so sure about that.
Now, how about Richard Branson yesterday, the billionaire who got Bernie Sanders going? Because he said this is quite the country where we got people that are starving, that are eating paycheck to paycheck, and we have a billionaire that just decided to go for a flight in his jet in outer space.
I saw that Bernie wasn't too happy with that. And, he's talking about all these billionaires spending money on rockets and teaching people to go to space. And this is where Bernie's argument breaks down a little bit. I mean, there's some people that can look at that statement on the surface and say, you know, yeah, right. He's right. There are people. And why are they spending all this money? But again, you know, people fail to understand, you know, the amount of money it takes to develop a new technology, develop a new pharmaceutical, a new procedure, whatever it may be. You know, God willing, you know, these space missions and things that these guys are going on someday might lead to something that would be profitable for the American people and great for the world.
Well, the space program gave us a whole bunch of things that we're currently enjoying. For example, the miniaturization of computers and telephones and let's not forget that famous breakfast drink, Tang. That all came from the space program.
Yeah, they have a good display. I mean, I haven't been there for a while, down at the Intrepid in museum in New York, where they actually have a space shuttle there.
Yeah.
And then they list all of the things that, you know, that have been developed due to the technologies that they learned by putting the shuttle together. So it is fascinating. However, you know, I like the fact now that you actually have private concerns rather than taxpayers trying to do this stuff. I think that's great.
Now, the average U.S. price of gasoline rose 5 cents as of last Friday to $3.21 a gallon. It looks like right now, today, it's going to stay there because of where oil is right now, trading at about $75 a barrel, both for West Texas crude and Brent crude. The futures on oil is at $85 a barrel. Remember, the Iranians are looking for $100. We're only $15 shy of that right now, in the future anyway.
The Iranians aren't the only ones. Anybody who's selling, you know, this product, they want those prices up there. I mean, I think Saudi Arabia and I think some of the other, you know, long-term OPEC members, the ones that are a little bit more experienced, I think that they also understand that, you know, if they keep prices up high for too long, people start buying electric cars. They'll start going in a different direction because many more of them are going to be available very shortly. So I think they kind of see the writing on the wall, too.
Right. And, of course, Joe Biden's antitrust legislation now has started a battle with the big tech companies.
The executive order that Joe Biden signed on Friday, there's some interesting things in that when it comes to trying to break up big business and what's going to happen. We'll see. I mean, oftentimes both Democrats and Republicans, they talk a big game when it comes to too big to fail and antitrust. And nothing ever really seems to get done.
By the way, George, the godfather, who had a birthday yesterday, happy birthday to George, right?
Happy birthday, George.
He says Trump will not announce him running until we get the House and the Senate back.
Possibility. We'll see what's going to happen next round. I mean, we need to right the ship from what happened last time around.
And finally, United Airlines chief predicts the business travel demand won't rebound until 2023.
Wow. It's some time, that's for sure. Hopefully sooner than that.
All right. Well, I thank you very much, Chris. You have yourself a great day and stay out of trouble.
You got it, too.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there. Check it out. Check him out, and I'll be right back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.